They say give someone a fish and they'll eat for a day, but teach them to fish and they'll eat for a lifetime. At BMS World Mission, we begin by listening, because true partnership isn't teaching what's already known, it's nurturing what's already there. We work with local communities to build on their knowledge, whether it's fishing, farming, or something else entirely. And through the Global Church, we share Jesus and offer practical help to create a lasting legacy.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. Jesus said, "Look, I'm sending you out as sheep among wolves, so be as shrewd as snakes and harmless as doves." When I lived in India, I got used to snakes being a constant threat. Every few months, we'd hear about deaths caused by snakes in our area, and they understandably generated a good deal of fear. Living in the presence of snakes, you quickly come to respect their cleverness and shrewdness. Here, Jesus invited his disciples to try to be like them. As they headed out on their mission, they were going to face fierce opposition, and so they would need to use their heads. Their opponents were going to do everything possible to stop their work, and they needed to find ways of outwitting them. They would need to be creative and determined, constantly ready to adapt to new situations. If Jesus had simply told his disciples to model their lives on the shrewdness of snakes, they could have got the wrong impression. Snakes have never had a wonderful reputation, have they? They're disliked for their slyness and cunning. Jesus balanced his observations about snakes by adding that at the same time, his disciples needed to be as harmless as doves. Doves immediately give us an image of peace and unity. The disciples needed to be transparently honest in their dealings with people. They needed to have unmixed motives and be known for being utterly straightforward. What Jesus was saying was that the disciples needed to be like him. Jesus was incredibly wise in the way in which he handled his critics. Time and again, they tried to trip him up, but with a quiet word, a thoughtful story, or a further question, Jesus managed to respond to them with wisdom and grace. However fierce his critics were, he was always the man of peace. And tough as it might be for us when we are challenged, we need to seek to walk on that same path. So let me ask you a question. In what ways do you need to be more shrewd and harmless? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, help us to be humble enough to learn from Jesus' example. Thanks for joining me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. Hope you have a great day today.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.